Podcast Help Desk, number 51 for June 2nd, 2015.
The Podcast Help Desk is where we go deep into the technology of podcasting, help you with the problems you may run into, and when we have a chance, review new gadgets, services, and solutions for podcasters. To keep your podcast running smoothly, it takes some tech. That's what Podcast Help Desk is here for, to smooth out the geek speak and put it in, more or less, plain English. The main audience for this podcast is those who have podcasts and want to tweak the tech to get better sound, a better website, a more reliable feed, or a more streamlined workflow. Also, for podcasting beginners that don't want to make all the mistakes themselves. Here's your host, Mike Dell.
And good morning, good evening, good afternoon, whatever the case may be. This is Mike. And of course, this is the Podcast Help Desk, now on the Modern Life Podcast Network. And those of you who are listening over there, thanks for listening. And go check out the Modern Life Podcast Network at modernlifepodcastnetwork.com. There's lots of other good shows over there to check out. And of course, I'm also part of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. And check out more family-friendly shows over at techpodcasts.com. So even though this show is part of the network, you can always find the full show notes over at podcasthelpdesk.com. And in this case, since I'm telling you it's episode 51, you can do /51. After that, podcasthelpdesk.com/51 to get the full show notes. Of course, we'll put a summary over on the network page and in your podcast application, aggregator, whatever you're using to listen to this, you'll get the summary. But if you want to go check it out in more depth, podcasthelpdesk.com, in this case, /51, and that'll go for all the shows. I'd like to thank Steve and Dave and everybody over at the network for allowing me to be part of it. So I'm enjoying it so far, and not that we've been into it that much yet, but I'm sure we will in the future, and I'd like to maybe highlight some of the other shows over there at some point on my show, and hopefully they'll have me on their shows to highlight me over there. So should be a win-win situation, but we talked all about networks last time. And of course, I'm doing this show live to the hard drive as well, getting ready to actually do live streaming where I would schedule a time to start recording and then record. Of course, I will edit a little bit, but instead of piecing it together like I have been doing in the past, I think I want to get more used to doing it live on the fly here. So the production may sound just a little bit different, but shouldn't be too bad. And like I said, if I really screw up, I'll back up and edit, even though I might be going live. So the live people might get to see my screw-ups, and everybody else gets the cleaned-up version. So I always like to start out with a little bit of news. One of the big things that happened in the last week there was the TWiT Network. This Week in Tech Network, otherwise known as the TWiT Network. Everybody that's been in podcasting knows all about Leo Laporte and his podcast network. But anyway, they are stopping their live streaming. As of yesterday, they stopped live streaming their shows, and they've discontinued the chat room, their IRC chat room. What is it, irc.twit.com or something like that? Well, anyway, or twit.tv. It's not there anymore. And Leo Laporte came out and says, hey, the trolls have won. Just a few trolls have basically made it to where they're not going to do the live show. So you'll still get all the, they'll still have their stream up, but the stream's going to have the shows that are produced. So they'll all be pre-produced and edited, and it'll be more like a regular TV station. Although I don't know how their schedule's going to work if they're going to do, an actual schedule, but guess we'll see. I haven't been over there to look, but as of June 1st, they quit streaming. And, of course, there's a link in the full show notes over at podcasthelpdesk.com/51. In other news, this just happened today, so I might be scooping everybody. But Apple shuts down podcasts at apple.com. I'll let that sink in for a second. Apple shuts down podcasts at apple.com. Okay, that's an email address. They actually just stopped the email address. It still works, but you get an autoresponder back saying that they're no longer taking support questions. Via that email, they're using a different service now, a ticketing service, and you need to go to support.itunespodcast.com, and that'll redirect you to a Zendesk page. So you put in your ticket there at Zendesk, and that's pretty slick. So I think it's going to be better for them, you know, being in tech support. And, you know, of course, I'm sure Blueberry doesn't get nearly the support questions that Apple gets. So hopefully they'll be able to organize better, and that'll help. I know over at Blueberry, we've changed our contact form so that it makes it a little easier to categorize the support tickets. So that's been nice. So I'm sure they're doing something similar over there, and hopefully it's a bit quicker response than it used to be with just the old email address. But I did send an email to them today at the old address, and this is what I got back. It says, "Dear Podcast Provider, the email podcasts@apple.com is now closed. Please direct all inquiries to support.itunespodcasts.com for questions and concerns about your podcast in the iTunes store. Regards." So like I said, I think I scooped everybody. Dave, Daniel, Ray, Cliff, anybody else have this week? I guess that's a good reason to do it on Tuesday instead of over the weekend like everybody else does. Dare to be different. And, okay, I don't know how I'm going to do these in-between segments things, so let's try this. There, that worked. So, new topic. Got a question about a USB mic from Andrew, who's from the Creative Writers Tool Belt, and he's on a Podomatic website. So it's ajc-cwt-001.podomatic.com. And Andrew, we need to talk. We can kind of fix you up with a Blueberry account, which would be a whole lot better than that. But hey, it works for you. Awesome. He's been at it a while. I haven't listened, but go check him out. Looks like he's got about 90 episodes over there, so he does have some stick-to-itiveness and audacity. What is that? Somehow he misspelled audacity. But anyway, here's the question. Here's a problem I've been having for months, and I suspect others do too. I have a PC, and I use it with a Rode Podcaster mic and Audacity to record my podcast. I connect the mic via USB on the new Dell computer, not me, the new Dell computer, not a new mic Dell. Anyway, so I think it's USB 3 connection. Most of the time the mic works really well, and the PC always shows that it's connected. Then suddenly the mic seems to stop picking up sound, or will pick it up faintly. Everything is still showing as connected. And if I wait a while or disconnect and reconnect everything, it starts working again for no apparent reason. When my Rode mic stops working, other mics like the one on my $10 gaming headset and mic are still working fine. I had the same problem with a Samsung mic I bought and thought the Rode would solve it, but I'm guessing it's connectivity of the sound card or some other issue. So I read all that just to tell him, well, I'm not really a Windows expert, but what I would do is see if there's a specific driver for your device. So, you know, go to Rode and see if there's an actual driver, USB driver for that microphone. May or there may not be. I said, I've been a Mac guy too long to really know what I'm doing. Or, you know, make sure your USB drivers for the OS are up to date, which I'm assuming it's, he said it's a brand new Dell, so I'm assuming that's right. Here's something that that I found that does work sometime, and I wrote this, I'm just reading what I wrote. It says, this might sound funny, but I've also heard that if you change which port you have your USB plugged into, it might help. Otherwise, it said, I'm sorry I'm not much help with that. Your best bet is to contact the manufacturer of your device, in this case, Rode. So, like I said, probably not the greatest in the, you know, as far as advice, but that's the best I can do, not being a Windows guy. And hopefully Andrew finds this podcast and listens to that. Of course, I emailed him. He found me by Google. So that just goes to prove that... It can be found in Google, and Google's a great way to promote your podcast. Who cares about iTunes and SoundCloud and all that? Google, man, Google. Okay, I'm getting smoother at that. I want to talk to you a bit about Android. That's kind of the main topic this week. Is, you know, the importance of Android, and I'm going to attempt some public math here, but not until I read you a statement that Todd Cochran, who's the CEO of Raw Voice Incorporated, which is the parent company of Blueberry and my boss, but he had a really good post on Google Plus and Facebook and all that. It says if you don't think that the Android platform is important. And those corresponding listeners are not important. Here are some takeaways from the Google I/O conference. Well, he says this morning because he wrote it, but you know, this week the I/O is going on. And here's a quote: 8 out of 10 phones that were shipped last year are Android phones. There are over 4,000 distinct devices that are use Android. There's over 1 billion users for Android, Gmail, YouTube, Maps, and Search, and the Chrome browser. And I have some numbers later on that are even more impressive. It says, now, if you're, you know, how are you adding Android listeners? Are you supporting one-click subscribe on Android? Are you making it easy for Android users to subscribe to your show? If you are scope-locked, that's his word, not mine, on iTunes, I suggest you think about the eight out of the 10 devices sold last year were running Android. And what he was getting at is there's just a huge, huge, huge potential market out there. Now, if you're using PowerPress and you keep it updated, subscribe on Android now is baked right in, so you don't have to do anything. But if you're using some other system, you know, like Libsyn, working off the Libsyn feed there, you know, there's ways to put a subscribe on Android in Libsyn, and I'm hoping Libsyn will see fit to add Android or subscribe on Android as something that they offer to their users. And, you know, and anywhere else, if you're on Podbean, SoundCloud, whatever, there's got to be a way you can throw a subscribe on Android link in there, because that's it, you know. There's 1.2 billion phones last year that were sold. And, you know, there's probably, you know, this is my fuzzy math, but there's likely 2.5 billion phones out there in use, not counting tablets, not counting old phones that are not activated. I'm talking about phones that are activated on a cellular network. I mean, there's a whole bunch more phones. I've got one sitting right here, an old Samsung phone that's on Android that I use via Wi-Fi. Mainly I use it just to test things, but, you know, there are people that use it kind of like an iPod, you know, back in the day, or a little mini tablet, or, you know, all the tablets out there. So anyway, there's like 2.5 billion smartphones hooked to the cellular network at least. And, you know, like I said, this is all my fuzzy math, so, or not all, but that part was. That means using the sales figures of 81% or 81.4%. Oh, hang on. I'm mixing metaphors here. All right. phone sales. There we go. Mobile phone sales in quarter one this year. 78% were Android, 18.3% were iPhones, 2.7% were Windows, 0.3% were BlackBerry, and there's the infamous other, 0.7%. So you've got 78% of the phones. So 78% of what was the total sales last year? 1.2 billion. So, you know, roughly, you know, I don't know, let's say 900 million-ish of new phones. But then of the total phones out there, if you, you know, work that out, there's almost probably 2 billion Android phones out there. And that's 2 billion potential listeners. Now, on, you know, who's listening to podcasts? That's another statistic from Todd. Out of a pool of 63,152,570 podcast downloads in May. This is the pool that he checked from. 81.4% of that 63 plus million podcasts were from iOS. Only 14.3% were from Android. Now, flip that around. Phone sales, it's nearly 80% Android versus, you know, whatever for iPhone versus other. Of course, so that's a big potential market. So if you're getting 81% of your downloads from iOS, but yet 80% of the phones out there are Android, that means your market's 10 times what you think it is, or close to that. I don't know, fuzzy math. Never do math in public. But the top 10, hang on. Let me look. That's 81.4% were iOS, and, you know, that was iPhones, podcasts for iOS, iPads, Stitcher for iOS, Downcast for iOS, CF Network, which is iOS apps, they're individual apps, such as, you know, Libsyn and others. And, you know, so iOS is the place everybody's listening to them, but Android's the dominant phone. So we need to get out there and market to the Android people. I mean, you know, you've got a potential 2 billion people out there that are using Android phones. Not to mention Android tablets and Kindle Fires and all that stuff. Just Android tablets have, or Android devices have 2 billion. Isn't that crazy? And yet we're all focused on Apple and iTunes and all that. You know, iTunes is the big banana, but Android has the potential to be. So, you know, please pay attention to your Android listeners. At very least, get yourself a subscribe on Android button and make it easy for them. You know, make it as easy as it is on iOS. And, you know, this isn't a big commercial for anybody. It's just think of the market. You know, even if you're doing this as a hobby, wouldn't you want a potential 2 billion more listeners? Okay, yeah, you're not going to get 2 billion. But you have the potential to market to 2 billion more people than you are currently. You know, the iOS devices out there in use are, you know, between 500 million and a billion probably, even though they sell a ridiculous amount all the time. But, you know, if you look at the number of phones that are out there active, it's probably 500 million or so iPhones. Now, I prefer the iPhone, but, you know, I don't hate Android, and you know, I do cater to the Android people. You know, please subscribe. Click the subscribe on Android link. Pick an app. Download the podcast. Be subscribed. It's awesome. So with that, like I said, just thought you might be interested in some of those statistics. And I've got more of a breakdown of it in the show notes. So let's see here. Ah, hey, let's play this and give myself a little breather here.
I walked through the damp, foggy streets, my mind swirling. So much content, so many podcasts. How do I find the best? Then it hit me, like a big blue neon sign flashing through the mist. Blueberry. All I had to do was drop the E's and go to blueberry.com. Blueberry, the digital media interface for consumers, creators, and advertisers.
And speaking of Blueberry, if you want to sign up for Blueberry Statistics or Blueberry Hosting and want a free month, use my promo code HELPDESK. That's HELPDESK, all one word. And I'll get credit for it. You'll get your free month, and everything will be hunky-peachy. That's it for the advertising. We are going to do a Blueberry tip this week. The Blueberry tip of the week is about iTunes listing settings. Yes, I talked all about Android, but iTunes is still important, and that's what everybody talks about. So I get a lot of questions about this. I get a lot of questions specifically about images and episode descriptions in iTunes. There's a new setting in PowerPress that I didn't know about till just recently that you can set an episode image per episode. Now, it's not going to show up anywhere except if you're searching in the iTunes desktop app for a podcast and one of your episodes comes up, the episode art will show up as a little thumbnail. But if somebody clicks on that, it's going to show your main feed image. So, but that's something. So, and you can do that by going to the general settings in PowerPress, and next to the there's a checkbox next to quote iTunes episode image field new. And it says leave unchecked to use the image embedded in your media file. You check that box, then when you go to post an episode in your podcast episode box, there'll be a spot there to throw an image or upload an image. But, like I said, if you're already doing your ID3 tags and embedding that image, so if you got episode-specific imagery, you embed that into the MP3 file or your media file if you're doing video, and it's already there. So this is just either-or sort of thing. It's actually probably better to put it in your file and use the ID3 tag writer if you're using Blueberry Hosting. And, you know, put your main image in there or your episodic image. Yeah, but that's really about the only place it shows up that I know of. If you know more, please feel free to contact me. Use the SpeakPipe button there at podcasthelpdesk.com. You can email me, podcasthelpdesk@gmail.com, especially if I'm wrong. I really, really do enjoy it when somebody tells me I'm wrong, and I can either prove them right or I learn something. Either way, I win. So, and the other thing I always get is the iTunes summary. You know, what's going to show up, you know, when somebody clicks on an episode in iTunes, they're going to get the summary. And if you don't put a summary in there, they're going to get the first bit of your blog post. And that's all fine and dandy. So you can use that iTunes summary field. It's same as the episode image. You just check the little box in PowerPress. And it adds a field there that you can type in a different episode summary. And that's all fine and good, but it only works in the iTunes desktop app. It doesn't work in the iOS podcasts app. The podcast app uses what's called content encoded, which is basically your blog post. So no matter what you do with that image or iTunes summary field, it's still going to show up in the iTunes iOS podcast app as just what was in your blog post. So the best bet is to, you know, just put what you want to be shown everywhere, put that into the blog post. You know, make it a good summary and, you know, put your image in your ID3 tags and fill out your ID3 tags fully. And of course, if you're using Blueberry Hosting, you can use the PowerPress. You know, write your ID3 tags, as I do with the Podcast Help Desk here. But as always, my advice is always keep it simple. I'm getting kind of goofy with the buttons here, but hey, Why not? And one of my other rules is if you only have 25 minutes worth of content, only record a 25-minute show. And that's kind of where I'm at right now. Didn't really have much more. Those of you that are interested in local podcasting, I've got my new local podcast, which will release this Thursday. I know I said that a couple weeks ago, but had to wait for the wallpaper to dry here in the studio. Not really. But anyway, delayed it a couple weeks. But I will be having the first official episode. I've got a couple test images over there, or test episodes over there at TraverseCityPodcast.com. So if you're interested in the goings-on in northern Michigan here, check that out. And over at, what is it called? See, I'm drawing a blank. See, that's the bad thing about live. So I've got to go to a website here so I know what I'm talking about. But luckily it's my website, and it's really easy to find. But, oh, there we go. Two Thumbs Up Media. That's a podcast directory run by the same people that run the Modern Life Podcast Network. And they have a new category over there for local casts. And there's a few of them over there already. So if you're interested in local casting or, you know, listening to stuff from different parts of the country or different parts of the world, you know, think about looking up some local podcasts. So, and I really wasn't meaning to put that in the show, but hey, go check it out if you want to over at Two Thumbs Up Media. Or, there's a link right there on podcasthelpdesk.com and also over at the Modern Life Podcast Network.com. There's links to Two Thumbs Up Media. Of course, you get the abbreviated show notes on the network listing, and you can get to there directly through podcasthelpdesk.com / MLN. MLN. See, I got to get used to that. It's not like ABC, it's MLN. That's Modern Life Network, or modernlifepodcastnetwork.com/podcast-help-desk. But I made that shortcut, so it's podcasthelpdesk.com/MLN. Yeah, that's right. And if it's not right, I'll do it anyway. So with that, I've stretched out 25 minutes worth of content to almost 30, so I gotta hit that button there to get the music to start. See, I didn't back time that right, so you can start to hear it come in there. I'll just say, if you want to help out the show, go check out the links on the right side of the website at podcasthelpdesk.com. Of course, use my promo code at Blueberry for a free month, promo code HELPDESK. If you're going to buy something at Amazon, click the Amazon link. And, of course, go over to the Modern Life Network, modernlifepodcastnetwork.com, and support the sponsors over there. So, let's see, I got about 20 seconds left here. That's the problem with Live to the Hard Drive, and I can't even edit that. So we're just going to say, leave it in there. Warts and all, as Adam Curry once told me. So, anyway, catch you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Podcast Help Desk. If you would like Mike to answer your question on the show, email podcasthelpdesk@gmail.com, or better yet, record a voice message at podcasthelpdesk.com. See you next time.
That's all, folks.